Welcome aboard, Russian,
a deep voice said in a sexy drawl. I looked up and the Hulk hovered above me, the bloom in one hand and a beer in the other. Ay, Dios mío, he was breathtaking. Well, a mask covered his face, but his body was incredible. Incredible Hulk indeed. He could be the Hulk's stunt double, no special effects needed. I steadied my nerves and downed my drink. That's not Hulk's line. Iron Man said that. He let out a laugh, or maybe it was a growl. The sound was muffled under that mask.
Avengers fan, I've been searching for a Black Widow all night. Here, this is for you.
He handed me the rose. My belly quivered, pleasantly surprised by this sweet gesture. The only time in my life I'd ever received flowers was after a big dance performance, and those were from my father. Thanks. That's very sweet of you. His tattoos were in focus now. The first one I could decipher was a huge USMC emblem on his right biceps. Whoa, a Marine. Well, that explained his body. There was a quote in Latin, Semper Fidelis. Nice tattoo, Devil Dog. Always faithful? The Hulk sat next to me, his green skin shone in the moonlight.
Yes, ma'am. Do you speak Latin? Or have you dated a Marine?
I definitely detected a deep southern accent. No, I've never dated a Marine. I know it's the motto of the Marine Corps. My father is a Marine. Well, once a Marine, always a Marine. He retired before I was born. And then he met my innocent mother, young, beautiful, from a rural town in Mexico. But my father rarely talked about himself. He preferred to tell other people's stories. And no one speaks Latin. It's a dead language.
I know that, Natasha Romanova. I was making a reference to Iron Man, too.
Yeah, I get it. My dad's dragged me to all the movies. My name's Issa. What's yours? He paused.
Bruce Banner, but you can call me Hulk.
This guy couldn't even tell me his real name? Strike one. I immediately put up my guard. Probably another player, but with a body like that, who could blame him? His hand brushed against my thigh and my core heated up. I couldn't help but stare at his shorts as the huge bulge stared back at me. Looked like his chest wasn't the only part of his body that was massive. Okay, Hulk. So what's your job in the Marines?
I'm a grunt, ma'am.
I loved the way he said ma'am. I was so used to SoCal surfers, frat boys, and Hollywood types that I was charmed by his politeness. I just hoped it wasn't fake. Cool.
So you don't hate military guys, like most of the girls in San Diego?
I wasn't imagining a bitter edge to his voice, but it was refreshing that he didn't seem to hold his opinions back. No, I don't. I actually admire any man who would risk his life for his country. Being in the military isn't a job, it's an honor. Much more honorable than my former life in the spotlight, existing to please people, making money off my appearance, fakeness, dishonesty. I shuddered remembering the older pictures on my now defunct Instagram account. Thank God I'd changed my path, even if it hadn't been by choice. He leaned in closer to me and squeezed my hand.
I'm glad and, well, shocked you think that. It means a lot to me. Thank you. How about you? Do you go to SDSU?
No, UCSD, but I want to apply here for grad school. I studied Hulk's body. He had a deep scar on his right shoulder, and even though it was covered in green makeup, I could tell that some of his skin was mottled and puckered. Should I ask him about his obvious injuries? Would that be rude? His strong hand covered mine. The strength of his grasp excited me. I imagined this man dominating me, a fantasy that I'd never had the pleasure of experiencing with the passive pretty boys I'd dated.
Issa, you're the most beautiful woman here. This party really isn't my scene, and I'd like to get to know you better. Let's get out of here.
Well, that was quick. So much for my romantic southern gentleman. What did you have in mind, Hulk? Before he could reply, a loud boom detonated nearby. A blinding flash of light streaked the sky, the shimmer of multicolored fireworks overhead. Hulk instantly dropped the beer, glass shattering under us. Before I could react, he threw me to the ground and flung his frame on top of mine, his body shaking, a labored breath emanating from his mask.